We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the March or Die podcast. Thank you for listening and or watching today. Really appreciate it. And I trust that this will be a help to you, if not a help, maybe an encouragement in very troubling times. Today we're going to discuss a topic that I think sometimes we overlook and sometimes fail to understand just how important it really is. That topic, it's going to sound really simple when I say it, but stick with me. The topic that we're going to discuss today is the truth. In fact, if I could title this episode, I would title it this way: Love the Truth. Love the Truth. There is in our society, in our culture, in our country right now, a lack of love for the truth. We're going to talk about that. But again, before we jump into it, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And if you have not yet, wherever it is you're receiving this from, go ahead and subscribe there. I do my best to get new episodes out every week, and I'd love for you to get those as soon as I push them out, and you'll only have that happen to you. You'll only be able to get those right away if you subscribe. So please go ahead and subscribe, and that would be fantastic. All right, we'll jump into this. Love the truth. Love the truth. Now remember, and if you've listened to other episodes, you know that our theme throughout this podcast is understanding how to move forward when it feels like our world is falling apart. How do we move forward when it feels like our world is falling apart? We encounter the various battles of life and the difficulties and trials and the overwhelming struggles of life. All of us go through these to one extent or another. All of us do. The question is, how, when we find ourselves in those battles, do we continue to move forward? And we've talked through a number of things. And again, I hope all of those are helpful to you. And as you continue to listen and receive those things, they begin to put together the whole picture. We need all of them to really move forward. But again, as I've said, and as I'll end even today, when we find ourselves in these situations of life that are overwhelming, we only have two choices. We can march forward, putting one foot in front of the other, getting to where we need to go. We can march, or we can stay where we are and die. And again, I've discussed this, but death is not always the physical kind. In fact, there are many people who are living, who are breathing, who are going to work, who are doing their thing, but really because they're not aligned to the purpose for which they were created, in a lot of ways, they are very dead. You can march, moving forward, getting beyond the battle, or you can stay where you are and die, just passing time, hitting it in neutral, and getting by. And a lot of people do that. But the kind of life that we would like to live, I hope, at least the kind of life that I would like to live, is one that is always pressing forward in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the overwhelming trials. One of the things you need to have in order to overcome in that way is a love for truth. We talk about courage. We deconstructed fear. We discussed purpose and meaning and value and identity, and all of these things are necessary. But we'll never get to where we really need to be. We'll never move to the point we hope to be if we don't have somewhere deep inside of us a love for truth. We live in a world that is so pragmatic. Every person, it seems, is doing exactly what is right for them. The truth, if they can have it, they're happy to, but they're willing also to set it aside because it may not serve their purpose. So many in our culture are pursuing whatever it is they need to pursue to make themselves feel happy or valuable or worthwhile to get what they want. And they're doing that while ignoring truth, and then they wonder why it is that they end up in the wrong place. When we encounter the battles, the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties of life, if we don't have a real love for the truth, we may want to march forward. We may want to move to that next place, whatever that next place is. But because we don't love the truth, we don't value it, we don't hold it up, we'll take the wrong step at the wrong time and end up in the wrong place. I have spent a lot of time perfecting the art of land navigation. Talk about survival. That's all I've done with land navigation. I came into the Marine Corps, and one of the things that every Marine learns is land nav. And things have changed so much in the 20 years since I went into the Marine Corps. Everyone uses GPS now. But there was a time, believe it or not, where we used an actual map and a real compass. We had to know what all the lines on the map meant and what the squares represented and how to use that along with the compass to get to where we needed to go. This was a very important skill. I learned land navigation as I came into the Marine Corps in Quantico, Virginia, and I'll tell you, it was so hard for me to figure out. Eventually I did, and it was great once I did. It was like the lights came on, but that came at the end of many, many, many hours wandering through the woods of Quantico, Virginia, trying to figure this thing out. And I learned a lot during that time. One of the things I learned was this. If you've been given a point to move to, and there's trees in your way, and there's hills, and there's draws and streams, and all of the things that will get in your way over a distance, if you use the compass and you align that to where you're supposed to go on the map, if things are right, you'll get there, and it doesn't matter what's in your way. But if you're off just a little bit, you will miss your target completely. I wasn't smart enough to cheat the system in land navigation, but some of the other folks that I was with really did understand the whole process and could cheat the system and not use the compass because they could see the map and know where they needed to go. But you know what's funny? If you tried to go around and you got lost, it was very, very difficult to get back on track if you weren't holding that compass and walking as the azimuth, as the arrow, as the direction told you to go. I eventually figured out how to get in the right place because I figured out how to follow true north. And yet in life, so many people are ignoring the arrow that puts them on the azimuth, the direction of true north. I don't know how to stress this any more strongly, but we're living at a time and we're in a political season right now where everyone has their own truth, and yet none of it is actual truth. And because of that, we're in bondage to what is pragmatic, what applies to us. And when we get lost, we have no ability to get back on track. Is it any wonder we're losing the battles of life? But we are. John chapter 8 and verse 31, Jesus was speaking. He said to the Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So many people look at truth as bondage. But really, the truth is the knife that allows us to cut through all the noise and the confusion and the chaos. It is the thing that guides us forward through the battle. Truth really is the thing that sets us free. This is a quick one today. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it seems so self-evident to me. But I want to encourage you to love the truth. How do you do that? I think you do that by understanding first that eternal truth comes from an eternal God. So much of the reason that people in our culture are missing the truth is because they're looking for it, the truth, in things that are not eternal, things that do change. Truth shouldn't change. I understand there are relative truths, truths relative to whatever situation you find yourself in, but there is also eternal truth that comes from an eternal God, a God who does not change. And in order to know that truth, we need to study what he has to say. Now, thankfully, we have the Bible. If you don't read the Bible, I would encourage you to. If you look in your life or around in your life and ask why it is that you feel lost, maybe it's because you're looking for truth in the wrong place. When God has given us eternal truth, the true north, as stated by him who will not change, that can carry us forward. Loving the truth begins with loving eternal truth. Also, I think it's important, particularly at this day and age, this time in which we live, to, when loving the truth, as Ronald Reagan made so famous, trust but verify. We need to be very careful about not simply absorbing, taking in, consuming what we're told. The headlines, whether it's on network news or through social media, through the newspapers or the apps, we are given so much information. And although we don't always need to be cynical about everything we read or hear or is told to us, we need to trust but verify. Do your own research. We've lost the ability as Americans, it seems, to do our own research. We simply take whatever it is the source that we trust tells us. We need to learn how to verify the truth. Do the research, get beneath the headlines, if you will, and figure out what the real story is. Cross-reference, ask questions, be curious, seek to know, because it is the truth that will set you free, the truth that will carry you forward. Search for eternal truth. Trust, but verify. And I'd say this, and this is the hardest one perhaps, hold yourself to the standard of truth. Hold yourself to the standard of truth. Truth in your life should be a non-negotiable. Now, I'm not saying that you blow up everybody who isn't truthful with you. That's not what I'm saying. I believe in extending grace. Truth, as it relates to relationships, is a different conversation. Because there needs to be grace and there needs to be trust, and trust is built over time. We could talk a lot about that in our relationships. Trust is necessary. Truth is necessary, even in the context of relationships. But I do believe that you need to hold yourself to the standard, the higher standard of truth. Don't allow yourself to operate in the gray areas of life. Don't allow yourself to do that which is expedient, even if it may not be entirely truthful. Hold the truth. Be the truth. Love the truth. Hold yourself to a standard of truth. Taking what you have received and verifying whether or not it's true. Measuring everything against the eternal truth of God. And moving forward. Even when the battles rage. Look, I know we're in a weird time, but I think every time is weird. We're certainly in an overwhelming time. We are, without question, in a time with more information than we've ever had available at any time in the past. And in order to overcome in the battles of life, when we are inundated with other people's truth, so-called, the only way we'll ever be able to move forward to find victory in the battle is to love the truth. Do you love the truth? Moving forward demands it. And if you do, you will find your place wherever it is that God is taking you. Love the truth. And always remember, when the bullets are flying, you only have two choices. You can march or you can die. But thankfully, you get to decide.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.